The new supervisor of the Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is Grant Black. Since he started the job a few weeks ago, he's been dealing with issues ranging from the flaring of natural gas to water contamination. He says the flaring issue is interesting.
One of the most important things about the issue of flaring is that all parties have the facts and they have the information and the details and the statistics. It's easy to come to a conclusion that may or may not be appropriate if you don't have all the facts. And I think educating parties on the reasons why flaring is taking place, the challenges that the industry has, as well as the concerns that the public and other stakeholders have with respect to doing it. But I think that policymakers can establish the right path if it does need to be changed, if they have those facts.
Is the taxation, I mean, is that something normally that's done? Is it unusual that we haven't been doing that here?
You know, I really don't have enough knowledge and history to address that issue.
One of the things that we heard from some of the residents up in Douglas, where I guess this really got a lot of people's attention because it was very close to homes, is that a unique situation that maybe is different than maybe, you know, flaring out somewhere in the middle of Wyoming somewhere?
Well, obviously, flaring in closer proximity to people and other environmentally sensitive, even wildlife or other things, brings more attention to the matter. But flaring is not something that occurs widely. There are certainly areas where it's a little more consolidated, and that's simply because of the availability of infrastructure to produce the gas into a pipeline and to avoid flaring.
Wait, is there a compromise here? I mean, I'm sure you've been thinking about it. What are you talking to legislators about?
Well, we simply educated legislators on the rules and the policies and the approach that we've taken to flaring so that they do have an understanding of, in particular, the obstacles that the operators have to get the wells hooked up and online and the circumstances and the data and the factors that we take into consideration when we approve of flaring.
Grant Black visiting with us today. Let me ask you a little bit about baseline testing. It's something that obviously you walk right into here. We have the governor and other people thinking this is a key thing as the state moves forward. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, as a scientist, I'm a geologist by education. I always think that it's important to have the facts, as I've said before. And the facts in certain circumstances begin from as early as possible. It's very difficult to make a determination as to whether impact has occurred if you don't have an understanding of what it was originally. So, therefore, I think a baseline testing program can certainly be beneficial if it's properly implemented.
Is it more important that maybe than ever as you start looking at people coming down on fracking and some of these other issues as development continues? I mean, has it become even more important to get that baseline testing?
It's hard to be proactive instead of reactive, but clearly as we get more evidence and information, I think we can consider putting policies in place that will help us in the future, and that's effectively what this baseline testing should hopefully do.
So is our plan to make this the norm now? This will always happen?
We are in the development of a rule that will be considered pursuant to our rules to adopt. I think that obviously, as in the fracking rule that Wyoming has, Wyoming has been a leader in that sort of thing. And while Wyoming isn't the first state to have a rule with respect to baseline testing, I think that we've looked at how other states have done it, and we're going to take an approach to do the best job we can to have something here, recognizing that, as I think hope all of us realize, whether it's a rule or a law, it's consistently being reviewed and considered for change.
When you look at our fracking rule, obviously you, I think right around the time you got hired, we had a judge's decision on this, and there are a lot of people that would like to get more information publicly. What's going to be your, I guess, as you decide what should be released and what shouldn't be, what's going to be your thought process?
Well, I think what is released and what isn't, and I think we need to keep this in mind in this whole process, is it is a democratic process. There are checks and balances, and if a party believes that something is not released that should be, then they have the right and the potential to take action to do that in a legal manner. But I think that we have to take all considerations. A good example would be In other states, when they've looked at this rule, they've looked at the aspect of should any information be released to medical professionals. And I think that's clearly a case where, you know, that needs to be given special consideration when it deals with human life and health. So there's a lot of factors that we take into consideration in all of this.
So some people might get more access to it than others. I'm not putting words in your mouth, I hope.
Well, no, I certainly wouldn't say that. I would say that it's on a need basis. I think that, and I can't speak specifically to Wyoming because I haven't studied the rule word for word, but I know that the issue of the appropriate release of information to medical professionals has been an issue in other areas. And that would just be one example where the whole trade secret aspects of things is important, but I think we have to balance that with the need. One thing that I would hope the general public would recognize that, you know, many of the constituents that are presently used in fracking materials are commonly used in households. And so it's important to get the facts before you come to a conclusion that may not be completely informed.
And they might be in the household, but maybe not in your drinking water. And I think that's where some folks are concerned.
An example I would use, and I would encourage folks to look at various sources, that there are some, if not many, of the chemicals that you put on your body every day in the form of you know, a lotion or something like that. So, I think the importance is to not automatically assume that there's something hidden that's damaging to you, but seek the facts and understand that there are many things that are used that are common in everyday occurrences in our lives.
Mr. Black, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and I appreciate you allowing me to do this.